Bam num zane.
Hello, hi. Aspika ngasigalelekile. Welcome to the second installment of your favorite Makoti podcast, Makoti Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Makoti, Siya Tsenyo. Won't you join me? Ndiyintombi yaseMangqongweni. UMantsundu usophitho yemimungqolo umsila ovela bambenzele. UMakoti waseMatakwendeni oletha olibele omboyi otyebeleni. Here we talk about everything relating to Omakoti. And this season, we'll be bringing you guests that will make you laugh and cry as we talk about issues that affect us all kolinyalong. Shoo, okay. Now that we're done with the housekeeping, let's jump right in. You might be wondering about my outfit. This is an outfit that is traditionally worn by a Xhosa Makoti, a new bride. And this is how I was dressed when my in-laws gave me the new name, Sphesihle. In the Xhosa culture, a new bride is given a new name by the in-laws. And that is when I was given the name Sphesihle, which means beautiful gift. In today's episode, we're chatting to Mematswale, Umamazala. In fact, we are talking to the country's favorite mother-in-law, Umamsiba Ranaka, who has her own Makoti, Michelle. Dumela Melika. Well, Mama, let's like jump right into it, ne? When did you find out, or rather, how did you find out that your son Uzingisi was getting married? Did he tell you, or did somebody else tell you?
You know, before we go to how I find out and when and what the halabaloo is, that bakipiti lebobabine kai.
Okay.
Now kabekipita jalo genje. What we did, we never visited them. And even if at all we're going past their house, we'll stop and then call Mzingisi, which is like downstairs. See you later. And I, Mama, no dad, and Genan, city, Bukwabani, Aposing, and a corner. Bukwabani. Passing a gas by Apo Bukwabani, I see Zoom Gena, see you later, see you that way, so go to that way. When I saw who's born is begging me, come to you. And then that was a punishment. Okay. And then of course it's very part and parcel of Kipita. As is we get out
of
the way. As is again. The only thing then Nantikum Zingis were born by Yob, I did she were in pass. Was says again, in fact, I was angry, but it's a girl wrong of foot. Our Kupu Michelle, Wamka no Michelle, Bayaguma, Paguba, Wakona, Wati, Tada! Will you marry me? I bafumela na baba manti, mabe fike dlini. I ke be excited to Michelle uyangena ke na wenza lento kathala mama ke that you don't know the plan.
Yes.
What are yes, the move with me. That you ring and it. You wenza lo. Kawucacise yantoni, what is the meaning of this? Didn't know that akeke. I that Michelle. Cela ukhuphe wonke lamanyala semnweni wakho. Uwafake ebhegini yakho or else another one faka kwidrain yetoilet. Wena Mzingisi, you are embarrassing us kwifemeli yakulo Michelle. Oh, xa befika uMichelle xa ifika kokwabo esithi mama I'm engaged kwabani ngubani waphi thina nje sesihamba sithola abantwana babantu siba engage without your parents up. Hayi kaloku sana isebenzi kanjani. You start from the beginning without this wedding ring. Bapuma endlini bedane bathatha iring bayifaka enasikene ebhegi benza the right thing.
Wow. So my next question was going to be, how did you feel about this?
It was just that. Mm-hmm. And then now when they Umzingisi eza endlini ecela ubona utata akhe ethi tata ndicela ukutshata. That's the right thing.
Okay.
Bekufuza bawuqale apho. Ithi ke ngoku silungise umalume. No, Nazira, no, Dadubao, no, Auntie, Bong and Babas, but Sizo Diban, Sizo Blum, Sega, like a Mogin, Layako, Yom Chat.
Okay.
That was how we started.
Oh wow.
Safika ke bahlala endlini sa discussa wabhala letter sacela amagama kamama kaMichelle notatake ifani ntontoni so wasokwazi ukubhala lencwadi sathi ayizohambiswa nguwe izawuhambiswa ngomnye wenu omaluma bebekhona belaphe nansi ke endlini kule meeting then bamkhapha ke awungeni uzawungeni wena uzawupakisha phaa ikoneni uxela umalume or ubani uanti or ubani uthi nanklams wayenza njalo kwaba ke i-beginning yethu yokuqala ke and then ke ngoku what touched me ngoMichelle is that akazange athi why ungubani wena uzoxela uba ke ngomna ndingatshatwa ngumntana akho awundifuni loo wenza exactly what I told her wakhupha loo ring wayifaka ebhegini waqhubeka bamane besiza apha endlini before le situation yokubathandani batshate ke ngoku babesiza endlini kumandi ngekho nto yokuthi unegraji or mna ndiyamzonda whatever whatever but I think engqondweni yakhe wa-understanda
okay
ukuthi the right way is what Mama say.
Okay.
And then that was it.
And when Mama, how did you feel when you found out about your eldest son? Is it ready to take such a big step?
You know, it's not a matter of me as a mother or the father feeling.
Okay.
Because the love bug is not hitting at me. It hits at him. Now, Tina, our responsibility is to support that love bug.
Okay.
And then that's it. We cannot say, you are still young, you can't marry, or ausebenzi, you can't marry, or all these things. They've got nothing to do. Because it's like, umuntu xa pregnant. You can use any protection. When the time you're good, you need to fall pregnant at a certain age, you will fall pregnant.
Okay.
And then nakumtshana, it's the same way. Ukuthuna, how old is Mzingisi? Who's our mature family? I choice yakhe yokuthi ngiyachata ke ngoku then that's it
ubethe i love bug
nje and there's nothing else awuyenza
it's got nothing to do with
nah,
and even I think
asiyiva thina lento ayivayo ngonje ke khulula umntana ungathi umncinci uzawude babe mdala ke
because in your eyes solo kwenge ubaba wakho
uzoba nangoku unana ku
asimamasi
unana kamamakhe xa kodwa ke unomfazi wakhe ngoku
imagine
yeah.
Now in my intro I mentioned that I in the Xhosa culture Tina yeah. Is omakoti we get given names
yeah.
That my given name by my in-laws is Uspisike yeah. Can you please explain because I understand there are other cultures in South Africa that do something similar mm-hmm. And in your culture is it the Batswana culture so mm-hmm. How does it work in your culture now?
You know in Batswana culture oba memarana
okay
ahuna there's no name given to you.
Okay.
You are known as Memaranaka until you die.
Okay.
And I will always joke about this. We've married elderly women who've been Mema Kontoi, Mema Dlamini, Mema Ntondo, ufuna kubhalwa obituary. Kambe uMamranaka igama lakhe lingubani na? Igama lakho liyalityana.
Oh wow.
Awaziwa. Hey, asimazi. Yebo kufuneke kuyo phansi phezulu adangcwatywe umuntu igama lingafunyanwa
tyo
kuba oko kwaziwa kuthiwa ngumamranaka mm. Abaseleyo kokwabo bamlibala naye kuba kade mwana runa onyetsi ukwaranaka nabizwa kore ke mang
yo
that is why I prefer even I'm Xhosa but I'm Ibhaca
yes
and then we are part of the Ngunis. Then the Zulu culture will say unatsika umakoti igama lakhe asilichinge uzawuba kuzibanibani wakwazibanibani unikubizwa ngesiduko sakokwabo so that angazulityalwa now I like that one
okay.
And then the Xhosa name I don't have a problem nayo because they give you igama lasemzini and then it's accepted. Now le ngavani nayo le yesizwana yokuthi uyalityalwa.
Okay.
And ubanje umema Memaranaka.
So is there a difference between wena noMichelle in terms of, because you guys are both Mrs. Ranaka.
We both Mrs. Ranaka, but because of Na, Michelle will always be known as Michelle Ranaka.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then nguwe umema Ranaka.
Eh, mna. Kau decide again wakuti, either change a letter.
Okay.
So that he can make Michelle, he has to leave her.
Okay.
Elam, I leave because in, I've been Siva.
Okay.
All these years, business-wise and job-wise and traveling, now I'm known as Siva Ranaka.
Okay.
But most of the time, Mumakoti Baswana,
okay,
they are known as Mema, Mema.
Okay. Now, Mama, please explain to us, what is the role of Mumakoti? Is she supposed to be there in the corner, quiet, speak when spoken to, and just their children? Or is she part of the family? She's one of us.
Hey, there's a misunderstanding. Yeah, Kamakoti.
Okay.
Kakulu, kakulu, because kuambelana ne selfishness between families.
Okay.
Apo uyakona, they will decide ukuthi uchadwe bengafuni ba uchadwe. They will ill treat you. Or uchadwe bevumelana nawe. Because umamazala wako agana understanding yena ngokwakhe yokuba umakoti yintoni umsebenzi wakhe. Bacimba umakoti umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi azaphe emzini azoba sisicaka salapha endlini. It doesn't work that way. Because umakoti, his her responsibility is not to wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock and sweep the yard. Umama ka Michelle has done that job perfectly. Yokuthisha umntana wakhe ukuklina, ukupheka, ukwenzani, yonke into, preparing for apho aya khona. Xa efika, afike esaziwa ukuba hayi kwimbizo uyayazi. Indlu ukuyiklina uyayazi. Ixesha lovuka uyalazi. That was my Michelle's job. My job as umamazala ka Michelle is to make sure ukuthi uMichelle uwazi amasiko, izithethe, i-rituals, zonke ubugqirha balapha kwaRanaka qha.
Zonke?
Zonke izinto afuze uba azazi. Why uMichelle ibe nguye ofuze uba azazi ezinto ezi? UMichelle kubantwana babantwana babantwana bam masithi isithathe umzingisi masithathe uManaka as a first born. UManaka unentombi unomntanakhe oyi first born kaManaka. Lo umzukulu kaManaka uzawube engu bobabini bathi anti kuMichelle, kodwa uMichelle uzawuba enguye ke ngoku otshatisa abantwana kuba nguanti walapha endlini. Indlu engena anti ayikwazi ukuqhuba kahle imithetho nezithethe namasiko ekhaya kuba unyana umyeni kaMichelle umzingisi ngumalume kwabantwana. Engumalume njalo xa etshata uzisa uanti ozokwenza imagine ke ngoku funeka ukhele umalume uyakhela ngapha umalume wenza umqombothi ngapha umalume wenza ntonto bazawushela i-task. UMichelle funeka ayokwenza umqombothi ayokwenza intontoni abe khona xa kutshatwa wazi kuba umamakhe uphase on izinto ezaphaswa kuye.
Okay.
Not imbiza awukwazi uzophasa imbiza kuye. Now you are insulting my parents ukuthi abewenzanga umsebenzi wabo abalifundisanga kahle. And if at all they focus embizeni eklineni entontoni, they will be lacking someone. Because imithetho yale mzi utshate kuyo uzayinikwa ngubani nini? And ngale mini kukho umtshato kwa apho utshatele khona kwabani?
Kwa Thebu.
Xa kukho umtshato kwaThebu, umamazala wakho akakwazi uthatha intombi yakhe enkulu aye nayo emtshatweni. uthatha wena as umakotwane malokazana masahambe siye pha kwatatomkhulu wenu or kwamalume wenu kukho umtshato and then ihamba nini nihamba ngolwesihlanu yintoni ekwazi uba wabe ngolwesihlanu funeka ke ngoku uyobona ukuba kwenziwani kukho umngcwabo omamakho uhamba nobani nomakoti wakhe akakwazi uhamba nentombi yakhe intombi yakhe mayitshate iyohamba noma bazala wayo naw yiyo loo nto ke ngoku endenza mna ke ngoku ndibe ngathi ndingulo mamazala omosha indlela yempilo yoomamazala uba ndimela oomamazala ndimela oomakoti umsebenzi wale mpahla xa bekunxibisa yona bayakwazi isukuba ngale mini ke ngoku umamazala akho uyihamba nawo uhamba unxibile ukuriprezenta apho uvela khona the two families when they pay lobolas they are making one unified big family and then now when we talk there we say awungomakoti uyintombi yakho contradictory apha awungomakoti uyintombi yakho xa sewungenile ke ngoku uphethe oduli uphethe ntontoni zakho hayi ke ungumakoti iphelile labanti bekumnandi sewungumakoti ngoku because they need favors they use the makoti tag ke ngoku kanti what's the difference xa uthi as uyintombi yakho ungumntana lapha ekhaya uzawukwenza ezinto zenziwayo apha ekhaya
but xa kuvukwayo kaloku umakoti must go to the kitchen and make food for the family iintombi zalapha zihleli lounge
kaloku ke ngoku remember you mustn't forget ukuthi bona iintombi azinamadoda apha ekhaya wena unendoda apha ekhaya and funeka uvuke ke ngokwenzela umyeni wakho ukutya i-breakfast andithi and then awuzukhetha umama notata zayo uzawukwenza ikofu zibe four yeyomyeni akho yeyakho yekatatazala yekanantsika yekamamazala ubahambisele ekamreni nawe ungene ekamreni uyohlala nomyeni wakho yosiyovunga ikofuzeni
uthina apha kum
wayesitsho ukuthi wena ke ngoku umyeni uzele bani apha kanti uzele esa sitofu salandlu
uzele lo bhuti
uzele le ndoda baza kushiya mntanam le ndoda izawudikwa amke athi makoti ndiyosebenza esidolophini gone because nawe ke ngoku you forgot about him you now focusing on being umakoti that is why you find a lot of young women in the Eastern Cape Western Cape amadoda abashile asesidolophini abanye abasabuyi bathathekile ngexesha benisathandana township la ngonijola
yes
you know what handle to touch in this man of yours but today your concern is about the dress code when are you going to make sure that you focus on your marriage and make sure the marriage works
this is why she's the country's favorite mother-in-law this here right here so speaking of being the country's favorite mother-in-law we saw on your family show obviously your family has a reality TV show and you refused to accept a gift because your daughter-in-law Michelle was not included in that gift why was it so important for you to take that stance
you know when as my daughter you say to your siblings abantwana barkastwana bana bamba yaha imbeleko yakho mayisuku and then kushba umishela kafuzani basuku kuba ndimzali does that make sense when I stand up am I educating my children the right way or the wrong way imagine if at all I stood up and Michelle was the only one who was seated I'm sending a signal that you are not my child you are just one of the Makotis. Just, you are just one of. And siglande ngenkomo uchatiwa ekhaya. And waziswa ngendlela efanekileyo. Wahlabelwa sakukhonektha nezinyanya zalapha ekhaya. Now, what's the difference between now and that day is nyanya zazindibanisa? How am I going to answer to his nyanya zasekhaya? Azibuza uba la mntana bantu kwenzakala ntoni ngaye. Nabangathi lo mntana njalo nje uhleli enkoneni yedwa, nina nise-dining room nibukela i-TV niyahleka kumandi, yena sisicakatha lapha endlini. NoThixo angandibetha bethu na, because azange ndithi ndifuna i-maid endlini, ndithe ndifuna umntu ozotshatwa ngunyana, ozawundithanda abe nguye ondingcwabayo. They are the only one. Kubo bonke abantwana bam abayi-5 endibazeleyo, kodwa umzimiso kwangoku nomishe, they are going to run my burial in support of their siblings. That's it. Kuba xa bengekho bonke, umanaka afuneka ayongcwaba umamazala wakhe. Nonkumelo umamazala wakhe udineba ayongcwaba umamazala. Xa bedivosile behlukene bephumile emizini yabo, mabaphe umishele ispace sokwenza umsebenzi wakho kwam anti abile.
Mama, tell us, what do you think is the importance of having the right attitude going into marriage? Because there are many times where you find omakoti coming in saying, the sisters-in-law are going to be troublesome. Okanye the mother-in-law, okanye the sisters-in-law thinking, oh, this one, uzothima ikabuti, okanye uzawuthini. So what is the importance of having the right attitude, coming in with a clean slate for both sides, both the makoti and the in-laws and the mazala?
I think the attitude that ofuzwe ube nayo is the attitude where you don't pre-think.
Okay.
Don't pre-think anything, because you are not the person who created this atmosphere of Uyo.
Okay.
It's God's creation, and you were chosen to be umakodwa lakho.
Okay.
And then wena just go in blindly, and uzofumana ungazuba nematch. Uzokwazi ukuba constructive in your development, not constructive in them, in your development.
Okay.
Now, because now remember, this is a new space for you. You need to develop and be bigger than life.
Okay.
And I don't want to say bigger than them. No. It's that bigger than life, because they will get married tomorrow. They will go ngale attitude abanayo. Not le oza nayo ye strategy yako. Yokuthi, you know what? I don't want to do A, B, C, D. I want to be me. It's either they like me or they don't like the me. It's their loss. But I am here as humble and respectful as I am.
Okay.
If they don't see that, it's their loss. It's their problem. Because at the end of the day, you will get tired of the abuse, the irritation, and all these funny things about Zenza. And then you say, you know what? I've got my house. I'd rather be in my house by myself and my children and my husband. And then I stop here, because the chance was given to them to love me or hate me. Then they decided to hate than love. Then what else can you do? I don't want to lie to you, my baby Nidia. You know, keep on trying. There's nothing, you cannot force a person to love you in a tight. There's nothing you can do. Let them be who they are and take the best that you are into your house. Knowing very well that when there's a crisis there, the first person that they will know, they will remember, is Umakoti. Imisila izawube ifakwe phakathi kwemilenze besiza benyonyoba bekokoda emzini wakho besezingxakini. And deep down in your heart, you will not reject them. You are not going to carry the burden yabo. You will give them love elububapha lona all along bengaliboni, and then they'll be too late when they accept that love.
Okay. Sure. And then how do you then resolve conflict when conflict arises between the in-laws and the umakot? It could be between the sisters and clown. They think, hey, who put his wife? You know, something.
You know, it depends what the conflict is. The conflict yokuthi ubhuti wabo is too much in love with you, or i-conflict yokuthi wena utyimali kabhuti wabo, or i-conflict yokuthi abasatyi ispageti or abasafumani imali yokuya esibhayisikopu kuba wena sowukhona. Ndanasekhaya, you've got no conflict. They are devilish. That's all. Because if at all that's what they are calling it, a conflict. The conflict is when umakoti faka ina nzike shwabalisi lokho esifaka kuyipedi esi nisunoche ntobiola and so any fellow ntole. That's a conflict. You are fighting for whatever is happening. Now you need to, after you have raised your voices, you need to come to a point where you say, you know what, so I guess namantwana balapha ekhaya. The umakoti, yes, I understand, but we need to respect one another. You will have to resolve that. But you cannot resolve ukutya imali kabhuti. Hayi ngobhuti wabo ngindoda yomnye umfazi. Ngubhuti ngegama. Awutyi imali kabhuti wabo. It's only that the stop has, the bus stop imile.
Okay.
I bus stop ifikile yema. Xa befuna into kubhuti, bayazi bafuzi baye kuphi. The only person to their brother, it's you. If they want iteki kabanbani, they come to you. Yes, you see, you know, we call Lendo, you have to see a PPP, and you go, you know, they take it cheap, you have a paper, go, you know, they take it, 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 everybody take it, and ucele kubhuti nindizameleni together. Then they what they're talking. Your brother, let me tell you, will not buy the turkey. Your husband will not buy the turkey. Uzawuthi unxilile la teka nayo ya whether yaba pp yoyaphi iright makayosebenza ahambe kuba kunjani ukhulisa abantwana, kunjani ukusebenza, mna ndinengxaki zam. But wena as umakoti, hayi man emnye number thinana masimenzele lena nje le game nje qha eyokuqala eyokugqibela sesiphinde siyenze.
Entana sizomnika birthday present.
Yena sizompha i-birthday present or asizompha ntontontoni, masimthengele le teki. Uzawuvuma ke ngoku athengele le teki ye-1500 ongazange wayinxiba nawe. Ngomso awunxiba le teki uyifumane imdaka isengceni ingavazwa. Akayinaveli because iphuma kuphi?
Sure.
It's what I deserve. And then you see that teki, then you say, oh, is that what you deserve? Then now I'll teach you. Uzawuza ngenye imini khona enye ipicnic. Every year kunepicnic alithi. Uzawuza. Then uzawuthi hayi mntana sekhaya. Apha ndifuna uzingena ndakuncengela kubhuti wakho engafuni uyithenga le teki. Ulapha ezawufumana inyani le ngoku. Why engafuni uyithenga la teki? Ethi ndakanamali yokudlala. Omnye nomnye makahambe ayosebenza azenzele iinto zakhe. Mna kunzima kabantwana bam. Ndiyakhulisa zisikolo, yindlu, yibhondi. Mna ndacengela mntanasekhaya ndathi hayi mntanasekhaya andizompiphe i-birthday present kulo nyaka uba sithengele teki yale mali edurayo. Ngonje ke ufuna enye? Le yasiyibone siyobona umama sayifikela ihleli ngaphandle ingavaswanga iseseraiti la teki. Hayi mntanasekhaya andizubuyela futhi kubhuti wakho. Ndizobona uthiwa nguye? Hayi andizubuyela. Manje you've got a weapon.
Okay.
You give them first and then see their behavior. And then now it's either you react positively or negatively the second time around. I would not do it the second time around now if at all they behave shittish.
Whoa!
Never.
There you have it. Wowza. There you have it. That's all we have time for today, folks. I think from today's episode, we've learned quite a bit. It's a give and take. It's not a one-way street. It's a give and take. And we all need to work with each other in order to make it work. And so thank you to Mansiba, who was our guest today. giving us pearls of wisdom. 40 years of marriage, over 40 years of marriage, and she has umakoti ongowake. So she knows exactly what she's talking about. So thank you to Mam Siva, who's our guest for today. And thank you to you for watching. And from me, Siyathebo, your resident makoti, until next time, bye-bye, Standwa.
Thank you.